Organize Me Radio, episode 35, Get Organized with Alejandra.tv. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest has been called the Queen of Decluttering. She is an organizing coach and the creator of Alejandra.tv. Please welcome Alejandra Castello.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Alejandra, I'm so excited that you're here, and I know my listeners and my viewers are excited that you're here as well. Can you tell us, how did you get your start in the organizing industry?
Yeah, so I have always loved to organize. As a child, I would use organizing my bedroom, the pantry, as a way to cope with my anxiety. So when things were really bad, I would come home from school, go into my room, reorganize like my shoes, my clothes, things on my dresser and stuff. And it just turned into something I love, but also something that helped me deal with my anxiety. And that lasted through college. I was always like the organized roommate among all of my friends. And then when I started my first career, I came across the National Association of Professional Organizers, went to a meeting, and right then and there, I realized, wow, this is something that I would love to do. I love to organize. I love to help people, and being able to combine those two things and make a career out of it just sounded, was just so appealing. And which I just had that knowing right then and there. And then a month later, I started my business.
I love it. And you have a popular YouTube channel. I mean, over a million subscribers. Congratulations on that, first of all. But how did that come about?
So one of my friends, we started our businesses together in 2008. She recommended that I start a YouTube channel showing people how I live, my closets, my drawers. And that just felt like, well, yeah, I guess I should just pick up the camera and show people what it's like to be organized and what's possible and stuff. And so so I was inspired by that idea. I picked up a camera. I did my very first video. My mom held the camera, and I just showed people how to organize a beach bag. And then I had the idea, I was like, wow, only if I had a videographer to be able to hold the camera, I could like do so much more. And so I hired a videographer on one of my first videos. And the night before he came to my house to film like my condo, my friend, the same friend that told me to start a YouTube channel, sent me this this pitch from HGTV that they're looking for the most organized person in America, and they want a video to be sent. And I just felt like it was such divine timing that I was doing this video the next day, and she came across that thing. And long story short, I ended up doing something with HGTV because of that video, because my friend sent me that. And I feel like that really just jumpstarted my online presence with helping people get organized through video.
I think that is so amazing. Like you said, it was like kind of like a divine intervention, how that came about. And it's cool. So speaking of being on TV and HGTV, you had the opportunity to be on Good Morning America, and they called you the decluttering queen. How does that feel? How did that come about? What was it like to be on GMA?
It's so, yeah, it's just, it's so, I guess it's just so surreal. It's, you know, it's like you have an opportunity to inspire so many people and show people what's possible, and just share. Like, I feel like I'm doing my life's work with organizing, and I feel like God speaks through me. And so I just feel like the opportunity to be on television and similar experiences is just like to have a positive impact on people that need help, because there's so many, like, as you know, there's so many people out there that are awake in the middle of the night, suffering, struggling on how they're going to organize their office or their closet. And it's a lovely opportunity.
So then what type of method do you use for organizing? What's your individual process to have the most organized home? And I've watched your YouTube video. So yes, I see how organizing and how beautiful, how colorful everything is in your house. What do you have methods that you pass along to other people?
Yeah. So the very first step is digging deeper. So doing like some foundation work. And this is my favorite part of the process, is really just understanding, like if I'm working one-on-one with someone, understanding them, understanding like what they believe to be true about their situation, understanding where their pain is, understanding what's happening when they attempt to organize, when they get home and they're tired and they need to clean up and do all these things, like really just understanding their world is like the very first thing, understanding their goals, their intentions, like all that stuff. And I just got goosebumps because I get so just fascinated by that stuff. And then, you know, from there, then it's putting together a plan. Okay, first we're going to declutter, get the things out of the house, and then we're going to set up systems, and then coming up with a maintenance plan, so, you know, we don't slide back to our old ways. But yeah, it does start with digging deeper and really understanding someone and seeing, okay, well, knowing what you shared, how can I help you, guide you to where you want to go?
So with that, you also, you've created several online courses to help people. And let me tell you, I need to refer my mom to your courses because my mom is the most disorganized person I know. She hates when I say that, but she is. I mean, I'm going to visit her in a few days to help her get organized. She lives in Nebraska. I live in Atlanta. So I'm definitely going to refer her to you and your courses, but can you tell us about the different courses that you offer and why did you decide to do that? I definitely know it's probably good to that you can reach so many different people with it, but tell us about it.
Yeah, sure. So I still remember the exact thought I had when I created my first course. It was like, if someone's going to come to me and say, express an interest in getting organized, I just want to be able to say, okay, here is everything in my opinion that you need, that I think you need to know, you know, do, understand, apply. And, you know, just here's your own thing, you know, do it at your own pace, 20 minutes at a time. And so that thought is what inspired me to create my first course, which is the Power Productivity Program, which is my flagship organizing program that teaches someone how to get started all the way to maintaining all the systems that you've set up. Simplicity is my decluttering program that teaches you everything you need to know, do, understand to get the clutter permanently out of your home. And then also look at your habits so the clutter doesn't come back in, because as you know, we can get rid of the stuff, but if we don't address our shopping habits and other habits, it can just come back in. And then I have another course on how to let go when you can't let go, which addresses sentimental items and things that are hard to get rid of. So things that you may need someday, things that are expensive, things that you feel guilty about, things like that. And then we have our paper clutter kickstart, which teaches someone how to start organizing their papers. So it focuses on just getting started. It's like a jumpstart mini course. And then we have a how to organize a small closet course, which focuses on just a small closet in your house. It could be any closet, but just a small space and going through the steps needed to get started all the way to completing the project.
So then what is the process like for someone taking your courses? I imagine that you have some people who are extremely disorganized and have a lot of clutter to get through. I know there are a lot of people who aren't necessarily disorganized, but they might want better systems. Is there like a beginner's level, or do they all kind of walk people through the process?
So there's no like beginner, intermediate, advanced. They're all home study courses where you go at your own pace. And I give suggestions in the beginning of the course how to go through this, you know, to avoid feeling overwhelmed or to avoid falling off track. But it is a home study course. So, and I do recommend, you know, just 20 minutes a day. If you could just do 20 minutes a day, and I know it's easier said than done when you have so many competing priorities, but you know, it's kind of like, you know, reading, just doing, you know, just a, like 10 pages a day or something. So whatever works best.
I think it's great that you say just doing like 20 minutes a day, because oftentimes people get so overwhelmed. Like they look, my mom, for example, I'll just keep using her as an example because she's a great example. You know, okay. You might look into your closet and see all these things in your closet. You might have things on the floor and it's like, where in the world do I start? Like, what do I do? But like what you said, right. 20 minutes at a time, right? Just little by little, and then eventually you'll get there as long as you keep doing it.
Yes, right, right. And like a great first thing to do is do a time audit, look at how you're spending your time. Because a lot of people, I'm sure, like, you know, come to you also and say, my biggest obstacle is I don't have time. When really, when you, you know, have that dialogue, you realize it's how a person is spending their time. So doing a time audit and saying, okay, you're spending, 2 hours on social media, or, you know, procrastinating or something, like, how can we better use these 2 hours? Maybe it's not the full 2 hours, but can we carve out 20 minutes and move it over here and use a timer so you stay focused, set reminders, have accountability or find accountability. So, yeah.
So speaking of time, how in the world do you get all of this done? How in the world are you able to put out so many courses? I imagine, do you have a team? And have you all faced any challenges with these courses?
Yeah, so we're definitely, it's definitely a team effort. It's not all me. And it is very slow. So I'm not sure, you know, I am me. So I, you know, don't have that full perspective. I'm a very slow paced person. So when I start doing a project, I take a long time. And I am also, I tend to overthink things, which makes it even slower. But in the end, I always end up with a quality product. Yeah, so it's a very long, tedious process. I've always created the things that I feel inspired to create. Because I feel like God is working through me when I feel that inspiration. And so I follow that inspiration. So do what I feel inspired to do. It's a team effort. It's slow. I overthink it. When I am feeling like I'm overthinking it, I just check into myself and say, okay, how do I feel about this? Like I can keep going, but is this, you know, is my inner perfectionist showing up right now because I'm overthinking it? And just checking with myself. And then I'm pretty good at having a sense of, okay, we're actually done here. I can keep going, but I'm also not helping people by like overthinking it. And so I'll just stop myself and then, you know, we'll put it out. And
yeah. I completely understand when you say overthink it, because there are so many times too, when if I'm organizing myself, it's okay for me to overthink it because I'll just, you know, oh, it doesn't matter if I take that much time, I'll just get back to it when I get back to it. But when I'm at a client's house and I'm like, ooh, maybe I should have labeled it this way. Ooh, maybe I should have used this bin instead. I overthink it all the time too. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of us organizers, organizing coaches, professional organizers, I feel like we have that kind of perfectionist part of us. Some of us, not everyone, but some of us, but I'm right there with you. I have that perfectionism thing going on too. I'm trying to keep it in the back, you know, like I'm trying not to bring it out, but I understand.
Yeah.
What about your clients that might need a little bit more support? Are they able, or the course takers, I should say, are they able to reach out and get support if they're feeling stuck?
Yeah. So I feel like the way we've offered support has evolved throughout the years. When the pandemic started, I felt really inspired to show up to our community, and just felt like it was a time that we especially needed to give back. And so we started, when the pandemic started, we offered 11 Zoom sessions where we all hop on Zoom together and we get organized for anywhere from like 2 hours to 5 hours. And we had something, I want to say like close to 1,000 people sign up.
Wow.
And for those 11 sessions, like people continued to show up and continue to take action and continue to like share, like raise their hand and share and just say like, I've never been able to, like, my dining room table has been a mess for 2 years. And in today's session, I've been able to clear it off completely where I can see the bottom of the table. And those 11 sessions were just so magical, and just like so many miracles happened. And So after those 11 sessions, we ended up starting a membership community called Team Organize, where we hop on Zoom up to 19 times per month, and we all get organized together, support each other, offer accountability, give people the structure. You know, Tuesday at 2 o'clock, we're going to clean out the fridge. So that's currently how we're supporting our community, is through those Zoom sessions.
I think that's amazing, because, you know, I know there are a lot of people who, you know, are really, you know, they really don't know what to do, and they really need the help. And some people need their hand to be held. Some people, you just tell them what to do and they can do it. But some people really need help with figuring it out. So I think that is just so awesome that you're able to provide that support to those people. So they know, like, with this course, you're not, or with these courses, you're not just having everything that's like videos or written down or things like that. You can still reach out to get that support if you need it, if you need help with that.
So. Yeah, definitely.
I love it. So can you tell me, what is your, this is one of the questions I love asking people, the next two questions. What is your greatest achievement as an organizing coach?
My greatest achievement is, I feel like since I started my business 14 years ago, I feel like I have learned who I am. I feel like having a platform, so to speak, like, you know, just having a community and having people being here, I feel like that platform has revealed who I am, like where my fears are, my limiting beliefs. It has shown me what I'm curious about. It has strengthened my relationship with God. And I feel like it's through this work that all of this has been possible. And I'm getting chills as I'm saying this. So I feel like I've figured out, I'm discovering who I am and becoming closer to my truest, most authentic self. And if I measure my success by, if I just show up to whatever I'm showing up to, whether it's right now, our call, a Zoom session, something on TV, a video shoot, and I am just my full self, then it feels successful. No matter how many people are watching, no matter, you know, what I'm talking about, as long as I am my true self, then it feels successful.
I love it, because I feel like, you know, when people are authentic, it shines through. And I definitely think you are authentic. You can tell this is work that you love. You can tell that this is your calling. So I'm glad that I get to, you know, share in this conversation with you and everything. So I love it. You've been an inspiration to me, and I know you've been an inspiration to a lot of other professional organizers, people trying to get organized. So I thank you for just being. I thank you for, you know, for kind of lighting the way for so many professional organizers to follow that path. So I want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That means a lot.
Okay. So the last question that I have, that's my favorite. It's fun. What are some of your favorite organizing products?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say my favorite organizing product is a pen. I have a favorite pen. It's called the Uniball Jetstream 0.7 pen. And I feel like organizing products are so great, and it makes your life easier, makes things accessible. And like when they're uniform, like the mind loves patterns and things to be similar, and it just looks good. But I feel like the biggest thing is just having a pen, having a good sheet of paper where there's like lines. I have something with like, I like paper with dark lines, and they have to be wide, and the margins have to be wide also, and the paper has to be thick enough so the pen does not go through. I can just organize my thoughts. And I feel like with the pen, paper, getting my thoughts out, writing everything down, categorizing all of my thoughts, prioritizing, getting clear, I feel like things are possible. And everything else even if I didn't have any other bins or anything, and I just lined everything up, highest things in the back, you know, shortest things in the front, alphabetize them, color code, whatever it is, that, you know, that's enough. So a pen and paper.
All right, I got to find that pen. Go find that pen now. I'll go to Target and find that pen. Alejandra, thank you so much. This has been so fun. I loved getting to know you. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Yeah. So my website is alejandra.tv. It's alejandra.tv.
Thank you for watching, everyone. Be sure to tune in next time for an all new episode.